In the previous discussions, we assumed one detector per approach. The settings we talked about before were also what is known as biphase settings. For example, when we set the passage time, this was set biphase. In other words, we would set this for phase 2, and all detectors that would establish the passage time would establish the passage time for phase 2. There are also settings in the controller which can be done by detector. In other words, what if we had multiple detectors on one approach? It may be desirable to have some passage time for detector 2 that is different than the passage time for detector 1. An example of that would be where the distance between the detector 2 and detector 1 is different from the distance from detector 1 to the stop bar. In that case, it may be desirable to have a detector extension time for detector 2 that is different than the detector extension time for detector 1. Additional information on this can be found in the training manual on page 5-14.